Welcome to the Colorado Barbecue Boys Show, where there's bad jokes, great barbecue, and where we help you to find the best barbecue in Colorado, as well as talk all things barbecue. Welcome to the show.
They asked what time we're coming in. We didn't want to tell them because we want to be treated like everybody else. And, you're such huge man meat. You take a bowl. You can lean on both sides, which is awesome.
I'm probably going to have a harder time with this than you are. Your face is forgettable. People are going to see me and be like, it's him.
This is like Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise.
I'm the bacon.
Right. Welcome to the Colorado Barbecue Boys. Today we are going to talk about how to order and why it's important. There's a lot more to ordering barbecue than you think there is. And so we're going to give our stories, our experiences, and give you some tips on how to order barbecue properly. All right. You want to tell us your story?
So I lived a lot of people would say, I don't have a good barbecue experience. I'm like, well, how did you order? You know, what did you do? And so one time there was a restaurant in DFW just opened up called Heart 8. And they're in this industrial section. And they named it Heart 8 because the owner was a big gambler. And he always bet on craps and he bet on Heart 8. He was a billionaire. Actually came from oil money. And this guy built this $1 million barbecue place in the middle of nowhere. And everyone's going, all right, whatever. But we worked at American Airlines, and the processes was slow. He'd take out the brisket, chop it up, blah, blah, blah. And the process is slow. Anyhow, we revamped his processes because we're talking to him. And then the next day he came up, he goes, how's your barbecue? Because we went there almost every day. And he goes, it's okay. Why? Well, the ribs were dry. I didn't get the brisket I want, and the sausage just wasn't right. He goes, all right, well, come with me. So we walked over, and Hardy has a big open pit. And they would say, you know, be careful because you order more than you should because I want this, isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
So what I did was I go, I want the center ribs right there. I want those two center ribs right there. And the guy's like, well, all right. And I want that part of the brisket. I want the heel, the butt on that side, the juiciest part right there. That sausage, not that one. That one's kind of burnt and dried. I want that one. And he goes, all right, well, you had a mouth, tell him. And the guy's like, all right, got it. And started cutting everything up and doing it. He goes, here you go. And I was like, huh. He's like, all you have to do is speak. He says, if you go to a barbecue place and they don't follow you, or if they want you to have a good experience and they don't want you to have that, then don't eat there. Walk away. And because some people do like the end, some people do like it dry, and some people do like it charred. And everyone should have a great experience, especially when you're paying this much money. And this guy was a GM, and he kind of came from a lot of money. He had a bunch of restaurants, too. And, you know, long story short, after that, every experience that I've had has been really good. And if it's not, it's not because they gave me something. It's just like, okay, I had a part in it. Just like when we were at Sugar Fire, I had a part in that one, and we made it right. Yeah. And that's why I want to show everybody, like, going, hey, when it comes to barbecue, don't be shy. Get exactly what you want, and you'll have a better experience. And I think that's what we're going to show you later on, is how to tell the cook and the person who's the pit master, whoever's cutting the meat up, what you exactly want, and they should do it.
But also finding that spot, finding that sweet spot of ordering is what you got to do as well. I told you guys in the last video that Brothers Barbecue was one of my first experiences with real barbecue. Mm-hmm. And they had great food. It was so unlike anything I'd had before. I loved it. But as I started going there more often, I refined it. I love beef ribs. Beef ribs have such an amazing flavor, but not many people do them, and not many people do them the way they're supposed to be done. So they do have beef ribs, and it's selective. I got some beef ribs. Also, I loved their ribs. But I didn't like the sauce they used. I said, can you do it without the sauce? And the guy says, sure. They reheat theirs on the skillet, on the big flat top. Mm. So they cut it up and they throw it on, and they kind of char them a little bit. Mm. And that was exactly what I wanted. But you just have to say, hey, can you guys do this? They can say no. The worst they can say is no.
But then you walk away.
So if you're already expecting them to say no, a yes is a huge win. Sure. So yeah, Brothers Barbecue. When I went there, I just say, hey, I'll have half a rack naked, and some of them know.
Right, and the ones that don't know, do they come out naked?
And the ones that don't know, call the police. and you have a record, maybe not. I don't know. the ones that don't know, you just explain it. I was like, I don't want the sauce on mine when you warm up the ribs. But I always loved their ribs. They were always great ribs. It's been a long time since I've been there.
So. You can't do that, Victoria's Secret. I want a half rack naked. You can't do that there. This only pertains to barbecue, right?
Can't or won't.
I don't know. But you have me intrigued now.
Yeah.
No, I think what's hard for me is I love brisket. Mm-hmm. Texas brisket is my favorite. I lived in Houston for a couple of years. And I never order brisket anywhere because it's always lean. It always comes out dry. But I've never asked and said, hey, I want the fatty part. So, and same with the ribs. Usually, most of the time I get a full rack, but when I do get a half rack, I don't say, hey, you know, I want the fattier portion of the half rack because that's what I prefer. And I sometimes get what I like and sometimes I don't, and that's on me. And I didn't know this. Like we talked about last time, I'm the newbie here, so I think I'll learn a lot and you guys should learn a lot too.
So there's 13 rib bones to a rack. So I don't want the first two. I want 10 ribs. I want the juiciest ribs. If you're going to get a rack, you can do it that way, especially if they do it by the pound.
I want the eighth rib on every rack.
No, you know what?
10 times over.
I want the odd ribs.
Now, the guy might go, all right, that's excessive, but you know, at hard eight, they would say, okay, challenge accepted. All right, let's do that. But you're paying for it, and they're going to run out anyway, and especially places that run out. I call poor planning, but we'll go from there. We'll talk about that later, but anyhow.
And sometimes they just don't accommodate what you're asking for. That's just what that place does.
Yep.
A lot of places do, a lot of places don't. So.
Okay. All right. So we gave you some tips. We are going to go to the restaurant. We're going to film some stuff. We are going to actually review the restaurant. We've mentioned quite a few different restaurants on Instagram, and almost every single one of them has reached out and said, hey, this is awesome. We've reached back out and said, hey, can we come film there? So we've got a list going of places around Colorado. If you have other places you suggest, let us know. Each of you, and I'll try to come up with one. I don't know, but your top tip for ordering.
I just learned to say naked now. Thank you, Cody. I just learned that was my. It went from wow to number one.
You
now.
Shouldn't always say brisket naked.
Can I have brisket naked? Turkey naked? I mean, just naked.
It has to be a half rack naked.
Half rack.
Can I get a Clark naked? No.
You can't
say
turkey breast naked. No. Does that wrong? That's wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. We can edit that out. Sorry. Let's edit that.
You always have like something profound to say, but
I do.
And on my side, I would say be vocal. That's the first tip. Be vocal. Let them know what you're looking for. And again, the worst they can say is no. Especially if you're expecting them to say no.
Mm-hmm.
When they say yes or say let me go check.
Yeah,
that's a win.
See, I think that's where we differ though. I don't expect them to say no. I expect them to say yes because okay, my family owned restaurants. You're only the best customer, my grandpa would say, is the one that complains. I remember him telling this. And because you can do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst customer is someone says, I don't like it, doesn't say a word, and walks out and never comes back ever again.
Yeah.
That is the worst customer. And so if you're vocal, I expect them to say yes. I mean, it's not high expectations. Like, I'm going to pay. I'm not getting it for free. I just want to get what I want.
Yeah.
That's a clear expectation. That's not unrealistic. I know we differ that way and we get it, but as I start to brainwash you and slip little roofie coladas in your glass, I think you're gonna come my way. I do.
I'm gonna go, hey Cody,
half rack naked. And we're gonna have some fun.
Just train me.
We're gonna be on a whole different channel. We're gonna be a whole nother channel. But
okay, so be vocal. Let them know what you want.
Exactly. Okay. Expectations. I think they should say yes. Okay. Yep. Be vocal. And like, I think Cody and I both agree. Be vocal. And you know, he says, "Well, don't expect it." I say, "Expect it," but we'll see what happens.
But don't be a jerk.
No. Yeah. Never be a jerk. Be respectful always. Because these guys work really hard. You know, working in the food industry is hard enough, and working with customers, the public, sucks. People are not nice. Yeah. So I agree. Always be nice.
Yeah.
And when they're not nice, you want to go, thank you, walk away. Or tell the manager, hey, I'm having a bad experience.
Yeah.
But or like maybe I said, check them a little bit.
Yeah. But I always say give every restaurant two or three tries.
Yeah.
And if they're bad three times in a row, right, then you know what? There's another restaurant.
Strikes you out.
Exactly.
Well, not like that. So be vocal. Tell them what you want. And I also like expect them to say yes, because if you expect them to say no, in my head, what I say is, oh, okay, that's fine. But if you expect them to say yes, you might say, well, why not? Like, I really like to have a good experience so I can refer my friends here.
Yep.
Would you be willing to? And don't be rude about it.
So,
but like, don't just accept, hey, no, we don't do that. Just
don't walk up and say, I would like so-and-so's ribs.
No, I was told.
Well, then go there.
In a shock to me. I was told, no, we can't do that. I'm like, excuse me? And it was a chain barbecue place.
Yeah.
It wasn't Rudy's, but it was a chain. And not going to say the name, but it was bad customer service. It was all the way around. I said, this is not right. I said, I will call corporate. And the guy's like, it was a young kid. The guy was like 18 and he was a pit master going, huh, okay, great. Well, okay, whatever. But anyhow, he ended up turning it around and doing it. Right.
Anyway. He was the guy that plugged the smoker in.
I'm not going to say the barbecue restaurant.
Nailed it.
He didn't. I think the general manager plugged in. I think he had to hit the button. I think that's it. But he told me no, and I was like, it shocked me. But I still pushed through because I stood in line forever. And I'm finally going, just give it to me, because I was hosting a party.
Yeah.
And he did it. Oh, fine, I'll do it this one time. And I'm like, no, you'll do it this time and every time. And I said that to him. And you know, he looked at me like, all right. Yeah. But I never went back again.
Okay.
I think I didn't go back, not because of barbecue, because of the customer service, and I kept reading reviews.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had the same experience I did. And I think to people who own restaurants, really read those reviews, but also people who are reviewing, be honest.
Yeah.
And don't just hurt somebody because
But also
you had a bad
within those restaurants, There's a confidence that works. There's an arrogance that doesn't. And that's across the board. It's not just barbecue places.
But be friendly.
Yep.
Be friendly. You know, everyone works hard. I got to tell you,
I'm going to mention a lot of the same places over and again. Wayne's Smoke Shack was one of them. I love that. Great, I went there one service. Day. I went there just for kind of something quick and easy. Mm-hmm. But I was going to get stuff for you. I was going to get stuff for Greg. I was going to get stuff for Liz and Sherman. I was going to get the whole neighborhood stuff. And I'm like, give me a little of that, way more than that. Wait, okay. Okay, a lot more than what you just gave me.
Right.
Okay, now do this. Okay, I want the final two ends on every pork belly. I want this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I went on and on. And Wayne's wife that we had talked about before, she goes, nice lady. You know how to order. I like you. And I was like,
right.
And that actually made me feel good. And I'm like, I might as well keep ordering more. I walk out of there $200-$300 later. I come to the neighborhood and I start just distributing it out. And everybody's like, yep, thanks, yep, thanks, yep, thanks. I'm like, that's not awesome. A one of you gave me the compliment that the store owner gave me, which I would have appreciated, by the way.
Because as the neighborhood, I want to speak behind the neighborhood, we didn't know you knew how to do that. That's all I'm just saying.
Now we're going to watch the skills.
Smart, but we like,
no, I do English good.
I do English good. All right. We're just messing with you. Be vocal. You. Have good expectations, and I think on my side,
be friendly.
I think
absolutely.
My tip,
these guys work hard. Yep.
I think my tip, and obviously this doesn't come from as many barbecue places. It's just generally, but let them know if you don't like something. I think the biggest thing that I don't know gives you a bad experience is accepting food that you don't like and having to pay for it. We had
blaming them.
Yeah, and blaming them, So we went to a restaurant up in Twin Falls, Idaho. It's a brewery. It's called Milner's Brewery, maybe. But they have like the best burger I've ever had in my life. It has like a fig compo. It has smoked Gouda on it. It is delicious. It's sweet. It's smoky. It's spicy. It's just amazing. So we went there. We were driving through, and we actually planned a vacation just to go back and get this burger.
Awesome.
But I like to try different things. And so Allie got the burger, and I tried some ramen because I love ramen, and it was not good. It wasn't good. And I told our waitress, I was like, I just don't really like this. Can I just get another burger to go? And she ended up charging me for both the ramen and the burger. And so I don't know what policy is at places, but I was like, I didn't eat any of it. I didn't like it. And I kind of had a bad experience. I'd go back for that burger, but I'm afraid to try anything else in fear that I won't like it.
Because you have to pay for it.
Yeah, because I'd have to pay for it. And most places, I think, make it right and be like, no, let's take care of you. Let's make sure you have a good experience. Because the first time we went there, I told everyone about that burger. I was like, if you were ever in Twin Falls, Idaho, go there. And now I'm like, it's it's good. It's amazing. But just order the burger. I don't know. My experience is a little soured.
But this is what scares me. Is
this right
is
here?
I
this right here? Because my wife, she's going to counseling.
The hotness.
it's too much.
What else scares you besides this?
No, I get in my ruts. The burger.
Yeah.
The burger you're talking about. Go there for the burger. It's amazing. Tell everybody. And then you go, if you guys did the burger that good, you probably have done everything really well.
And everything we ordered the first time was good. We ordered like six different things. But then
you get me out of my comfort zone, hey, let's go try some dim sum.
Let's go fly somewhere.
What does that mean? Yeah, let's fly across St. Louis. Country to do something.
And fun fact. And
I'm like, fun fact. St. Louis is the birthplace of the shoelace.
That's true. It's true. That's what I was told on the bus. Yeah.
It's true because somebody on the bus said it. But I made it up. It's really not true.
It's not true.
But the thing is, you want to go outside your bounds, mm-hmm. and you
I have to try and find the best thing.
You've taken me outside my bounds, but you're now one of my food buddies that I trust. Shane has never steered me wrong. Shane, a couple doors down from me, he has always told me the best places to eat, the best grills to own, the best.
I'm right here.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I've told you where the best place to eat too.
I think you were just like pointing down. That was weird.
I know.
The buffet.
I can hear you. How about Shane? Shane's dead to me now.
Shane's dead to me now.
Such a nice guy. Great family. He's dead to me now. And we also might go to Swine.
Season Swine.
Season Swine.
Yeah, they reached out actually.
They reached out to you. Season Swine. Yep.
Season Swine, like Wayne's Smoke Shack, like every single person we mentioned in the last video reached out and said, hey, we'd love to.
But six months from now, you guys will have more restaurants, more opinions, and you guys can help us or us help you decide on where you want to go for the barbecue. Yeah.
help us define that as well, because mm-hmm. we've been doing this for a week, and I keep hearing from all kinds of friends, family, people, hey, try this, try that. Bird Dog in Colorado Springs. I heard about
I bet it was Shane.
If it was Shane, we would have already been there. I wouldn't be sitting here with you guys. But I keep hearing about more and more and more places that I'm amazed at how many barbecue places there are in Colorado. Now that we're opening up the doors, we're going to start like seeing the floodgates go. So
yeah, I just love talking about barbecue. I can do this all day and night. At work, since this is our last video, we're starting this meeting, and you'll get these guys, Tony, barbecue, barbecue. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to bird dog the meeting. I'm sorry, guys. And everyone's like, oh, and then, yeah. And then I have the big cheese texting and calling me, like, oh, this must be work with it. No, where should I go for barbecue? I'm like, like, this is kind of cool. So we're here to help. We're going to give you the honest truth. We're just regular people. Who
Colorado
like
barbecue boys swag right. and yep. get some points with the boss. By the way, we are coming out with some swag, so we should have some next week. And
that's right.
We'll actually have a way for you guys to buy some if you want to support us. So
it'd be kind of cool if we gave away a tumbler. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
Nice.
We'll have to do some giveaways.
How do we get those? From Bison. Bison cooler. They're just like badass.
Yeah.
So Bison cooler.
Are they made in America?
They are actually 100% made in America, nice. Except for the tumblers.
So are shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Shirts and
except
hats
for the tumblers,
made in America.
But everything from the coolers, from the cooler bags, and everything, 100% made in America. All even piece parts. You know, there's like 100 some odd piece parts to a cooler. I didn't know.
Oh
that.
My gosh!
And the coolers are like 2 inches thick. We actually tried to break a cooler with a car, and we couldn't do it. They're that big. They're like bear proof. And
then what kind of car?
Your competitor, monster truck.
And
that's just happened. Yeah, don't. You know, I'm rolling right now. The Bison is just badass. And you know, Governor Greg Abbott from Texas actually spent, after the pandemic, spent lunch over there to talk about Bison. Family-owned, small company, but great, and good family, and I like that.
Wait, Bison's in Texas too, right?
Bison's in Texas.
So our shirts, our tumblers we'll have, mm-hmm. and then probably our hats as well, all come from Texas.
That's right, you know, because Texas is badass, but so is Colorado. So is Colorado.
We are the Colorado
in Wyoming,
barbecue boys.
And Wyoming. And Wyoming.
And Wyoming.
Throwing in like a constellation prize.
It's not Montana, but it's Wyoming's good.
Move along.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Colorado Barbecue Boys. Make sure to join us next time, where we'll be talking about the different types of smokers. Each one of us has a different smoker type. Tony loves his offset, Cody loves his green egg, and I just have the easy bake, as Tony would say, with a Pit Boss that is electric. And we talk through some of the pros and cons of each of them and which one you might actually want to be using. We'll see you next time.